Idol Radio Show Flash. Back.
I want to talk about something, and it's going to involve my ranting, so I might as well make it an official rant of the day.
It's time for Deborah, so Deborah's rant. He's talking about something that really drives him freaking nuts, yeah. So Deborah's rant. Don't try to see to listen up, listen.
All right, Sir Daryl's rant of the day, a bank error. Bank error. A New York man who discovered that millions of dollars had mysteriously appeared in his bank account and withdrew more than $2 million has been arrested on charges of grand larceny, prosecutors said on Wednesday. Benjamin Lowell, 48, pleaded innocent on Tuesday to charges that he withdrew money from a Commerce Bank account that had been opened by someone with the same name. The account belonged to Woodlawn Trustees Incorporated, a Delaware property management company, and was listed under the name of its finance director, also named Benjamin Lowell, court papers said. Lowell just had $7 in his own Commerce Bank account when he went in to make a deposit. But a teller mistaking the Woodlawn account for Lowell's personal account told him that the account contained more than $5 million, prosecutors said. Lowell had made multiple withdrawals, even though he knew the money was not his. How do I know the money is not mine if it's in my freaking account? They said he used the money to buy jewelry for his girlfriend and to make several investments. Commerce Bank and Woodlawn trustees did not immediately respond for a request to comment. The legal aid attorney representing Lowell could also not be reached for comment. Lowell is being held on a $3 million bail. He faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted. What the hell is he being convicted of? He's being convicted of not saying, excuse me, hello. There appears to be $5 million extra dollars in my account. You want to explain to me why it's there? See, this is what I don't get. And I know that I say a lot of things that borderline on sarcasm, but I'm being completely serious here. If $5 million mysteriously shows up in my account, why is the obligation on me to tell you to not put it in there? When money appears into my account, why is it that I have the obligation to do your research and tell you to take it out? I just don't think that's right. I guarantee you with this man having $800, if his $800 were accidentally deposited into the millionaire's account and the millionaire overlooked the error and spent $5,800,000, which would then include the $800 from the poor man, that the millionaire would be absolutely facing no charges. None. Because in this society, the millionaire would have all of the right. I'm thinking that there's a bank called Unity Bank. What would happen if we just called them hypothetically and asked them what obligation we have? See if they'll even tell us. I doubt it.
Direct your call.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. I just wanted to find out some questions about your accounts.
Okay. Let me go ahead and have you speak to one of the tellers just a moment.
Sure.
Union National Bank. This is Tanya. How can I help you?
Hi, Tanya. I just had a quick question. I'm wondering if my account, if in theory, if it were to say have an extra, say, $20,000 in it that I didn't put there, I'm wondering, do I have an obligation to alert the bank?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Did that happen?
I'm not ready to say yet. But
okay.
I just wanted to know what the procedure was.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can alert. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. I don't know. I don't know. I feel bad because it's like a teller and her job might be on the line if she thinks she put $20,000 extra in my account. I disagree with her, though.
You're listening to IdolRadioShow.com.
With your amazing host, Daryl.